This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, I'm here with Jean-Michel Laporte from Consciente. How are you, Jean-Michel?
I'm fine, thank you.
Excellent. We're going to be talking a wee bit today about the 2008 Bordeaux vintage. You've just released your pricing and started selling your wines.
Right.
Do you want to tell us a wee bit about how you found the vintage from your perspective in your vineyard?
08 is far from being a bad vintage. It has been a lot described because it was a cool summer and everybody that came in vacation on Gironde or in Bordeaux last year saw that the vintage was bad. Actually, that's totally wrong. It was very cool, so it explains the late harvest we had, so end of September, beginning of October.
That's almost the same harvest time as about 50 years ago, isn't it?
Yeah, that sounds like that. That sounds like that. But it was cool, but it was dry. So this drought during the summer permitted us to have very good phenolic maturity, and this phenolic maturity permitted us to have very good tannins and color in the wine. So that's very good vintage, not an exceptional one. I'm not telling you that's a 05 vintage. Of course, that's not an 05 again, but that's far better than 2007, for example. Mm-hmm. It reminds me 2006, which I love, especially on the Red Bank, because it's very fresh and acidic. It has a lot of taste. It has very good color. It's very round, but it's not a very powerful one that will not age for 50 years. That will be very enjoyable in the next 10 or 20 years, which is quite a long aging vintage, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's a very, very nice one because that's very round and balanced.
So you released your prices. What did you release your pricing at?
In UK, that's around £49.5 per bottle, which is 30% less than last year.
Okay, 30% less. Better vintage than last year, though?
Less expensive and better. So yeah, that's a very good bargain, of course.
The Right Bank producers have come in almost at half the prices they did last year, which is...
Yeah, maybe not that low, but that's... quite a big decrease compared to last year, but that's a very exceptional situation. I mean that in a normal year, if you avoid this kind of financial crisis and this trouble with currency rates, especially for the UK pounds compared to the euro,
yep,
these prices could never be possible. That's a better vintage at Conseillant, but that's okay for most of the estates in Bordeaux. We produced 40% less wines than last year, so it should be more expensive, but you just cannot imagine to make more expensive wine than in 07. So actually, 08 should be a very good bargain for all consumers, but you need to have money to get that.
Yeah, sure. Have you still got 07 stock, or did you sell that through?
No, we sold them all at Conseillant because we are very small producers. We are quite fashionable. Yep. So last year we sold everything, and actually the wine merchants involved in our distribution in Bordeaux sold quite everything as well.
Okay, so none of your negotiants or courtiers or etc. holding any stock at all?
No, they are very, very low stock.
There was a lot of talk about people holding lots of 07 stock, and they've actually been hit quite hard with the change in pricing.
But for bigger estates, you know, because we only produce between 40 and 50,000 bottles a year, so that's nothing for the world.
Yeah, sure. Okay. So how was the vintage for Pomerol as a general region?
Pomerol is thought to be one of the most successful appellations in the vintage, so I agree with that, of course, since I am in Pomerol. But I think more than being an appellation vintage, that's more a terroir vintage. Maybe Pomerol is more homogeneous than many of the appellations in Bordeaux. But I think that once people were successful in managing the vineyard, especially with the mildew and the botrytis, and were happy into the late harvest and were able to attend for the perfect ripeness of the grapes, you were able to produce a great wine. Mm-hmm. So either on the left bank or on the right bank, you've got wonderful wines in 08. But either on the left or on the right bank, you have very bad wines. So I think that's more Merlot vintage, because of course in the Médoc they are not okay with that. They don't agree. So you had very good vintage, very good wines, on the both banks. You got very good Sauternes wines, but very small yields. So very difficult to get in touch with them. that's vine grower season. It was the same thing in 07. Making the wine in 08 was quite easy. It was much more difficult to grow grapes due to mildew and botrytis once again.
Yep.
Because we had very, very high pressure of all these diseases.
Very
high pressure. We had to spray a lot to fight to
keep the mold at bay. Yeah.
Right, right.
Oh, okay, makes sense. And compared to the 07, for you guys, which in the vineyard particular I'm interested in here?
08 was more difficult to manage in the vineyard as we had more diseases, more mildew and more botrytis.
Yeah.
But it was easier to make because the dry weather during the summer permitted us to wait for very good maturity. The ripeness in 08 was better than in 07. So once it's ripe, it's even easier to make the wine after that. For example, at La Conseillante, we managed to have 4 weeks maceration in the cellar. And normally that's a lot for us. We only made that in the 2005, in the previous years, because it was ripe. It was ripe, so it was fine to extract. It was okay to have a fruit, to have tannins, to have color, to have everything in the wine. It was not the case in 07. In 07, you had to be very careful with the extraction, because if you didn't want to extract dry tannins, you had to be very shy on to pumping harvest and so on.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, moving out a bit, how was Saint-Emilion? Did they deal all right with 08?
Yeah, I appreciate a lot more Saint-Emilion this year than in the previous one, because that's less dry than usual. Saint-Emilion is a bit more modern than other appellations, with a lot of famous oenologists over there, and they sometimes extract a bit too much to my palate. I'm quite conservative.
Yep.
And sometimes when you extract too much, you dry the tannins and you dry the palates. And I don't think that's the case in 2008 Saint-Emilion. That's a bit more homogeneous than usual. And either the modern wines are very appreciable and will be quite enjoyable in the near future.
Moving over to the left bank in the Medoc, what was the situation there? A lot of people saying it's not too bad.
That's not too bad, actually. Very good wines, but once again, on the very good terroir, on the good soils. To my mind, Margaux is a bit less interesting than many others. Pauillac and Saint-Estèphe and Saint-Julien managed to make very, very good wines. I have, like, favorites, big wines, you know, big concentrated wines like the Boss Pichon, like the Léoville, like Lange-Bage, and all these big names managed to make very, very good wines. Of course, I forgot a lot of them, but you've got plenty of good wines once they were able to wait for the maturity. And with the Cabernet Sauvignon, it was not so easy to wait until end of October to pick. These guys must have been very, very nervous end of October leaving Cabernet Sauvignon outside. So,
did anybody bottle and pick early? Did anybody get too nervous?
Not in the big names.
None of the big
because names. They know about vines, that's all. Yeah, so not in the big names.
What about things like the whites and Graves and Sauternes?
That's not a great vintage for the white wines, and I cannot really judge them because I'm not a great taster for the whites. But I think they are a bit less interesting than in 07, as they could be a bit more aromatic, but once again, that's a terroir wines, like Chevalier is huge. Most of the Sauternes are very good, but they made very, very small yields. So sometimes are very, very concentrated and they miss a bit of balance. But once again, that's not my palate. I'm not graduated for that.
Okay, and where are we up to in Bordeaux at the moment? It's we're recording this. It's April, isn't it? The end of April. For some reason, I want to say August. We're recording this at the end of April. Have you had bud burst yet for 2009?
No, that's very, very early. We just had the first buds out a few weeks ago. So I've not looked at the long-term weather forecast. But we expect a huge 08, 09 vintage as usual. But for the moment, we cannot tell anything.
Normally, vines, if you have a low yield one year.
They should have made a lot of reserve last year. So we should have a normal volume in 2009. But you'd never know with frost, with hail, and with many, many other things. 07 and 08 had been terrific vintage for the mildew, and we had a lot of troubles as well with low yields sometimes due to mildew. So we normally should avoid that in 2009. So we'll see, but we don't know yet. We cannot tell anything yet.
Okay then. Well, thanks very much for your time, Michael.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Cheers, mate.